Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm going to take this moment. I'm going to tell you a story. Back in 2012, this show began, and I was looking around for people to sponsor it. I had a lot of help coming to me from Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, but it wasn't a living. And so I was calling around looking for things to do, and then I met one person named Gene Higdon, who was at Mean Gene. Well, I mean, he's now Mean Gene Leather, but at that time he was the proprietor and founder of HSGI. And Mean Gene introduced me to a few people. Now, one of the people, you know, I'd always been a gun guy, but I wasn't the gun guy in the sense of what I was now doing, because I was doing a webcast podcast that turned into a syndicated radio show. So I started looking, and you know, when you're calling around, you're saying, I'd like to have you on my radio show, that gets a few people's attention. So I was calling around, and one of the people that Mean Gene had introduced me to was this cat named James Yeager. I watched his YouTube channel, and he was outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Bigger than life and twice as ugly, as they would say. He was he had a YouTube channel of his own, and he was quite the guy on the YouTube channel. Now, unbeknownst to me, he was also quite the very effective instructor, which I would find that out later. And I called him, and I said, James, I'm sorry to bother you. Have you ever thought about sponsoring a radio show? And I told him what it was about, and he said, that sounds great. Send me an invoice. Now, anybody that's ever tried to sell radio advertising ever knows that that is, if they only all went that way. But James Yeager, who didn't even know me, but knew about what I was trying to do, he had been informed, you know, he'd caught a sample here or there. He decided to support my show that wasn't even really a show yet. It was just so new, so just getting there. And then over the course of time, James was quite, it was quite interesting having conversations with him. I would call him from time to time on the phone. Met him at a knife show in Atlanta. And I met him and his wife and his daughter, Kayla. And his wife, Rebecca, is such a, I believe that's his wife's name. I hope so. I just know her as Mrs. Yeager. Such a down-to-earth lady. James, of course, just a regular guy. Seemed genuinely happy for me to show up and come to meet him. Kayla, of course, was a very charming young lady. Then I started running into him at the shows from time to time. He would always take time to sit down with me and have a little chat with me. One time in SHOT Show 2020, I was having a lot of issues at SHOT Show 2020. I was having back issues and hip issues, and I'm trying to roll my cart, and there's James beside me. He just grabbed it and started pulling it. And I told him, I said, hey, man, listen, you ought to come down and sit down and let me interview you. And the next day, he was there precisely on the dot. The funniest thing about James is if you ever met him at a show, James always walked around with a backpack on. And James, on where you would normally have something like a communications device or something, James always had a big bottle of hand sanitizer. And every time he would, and he probably had spare bottles in his backpack. And he constantly told me, he said, you know, I never get sick after these things. And SHOT Show was very well known for something called the SHOT Show crud. Now, 2020, I caught COVID there. And that was definitely the SHOT Show crud. But it was quite funny. From time to time, he and I would have disagreements. Because James believed that there were no limits to what you could try to do. And I remember the whole reason I started this thing called Salty by 60. Because when I was 57, 58 years old, I was sort of viewing the 60-year-old bracket with a little bit of, I don't know, shall we say, unease. Because I didn't know what this held. I'd had two heart attacks already. I was having a lot of issues here and there. It just seemed like it was never ending. And I called James up and I said, Do you think a man that can be a dangerous person when they're 60 and they're overweight and they've had heart attacks and they're fighting this and they're fighting that and you know they're doing everything they can? He said, absolutely, I do. Some one of the most dangerous guys I know is over 60 years old. And he encouraged me to pursue what I am doing today. I mean, he was the one that put the germ in my head to just go ahead and drive on and do what I could do. In 2019, Rob Morse and I, we went to Camden, Tennessee, and took fighting pistol. And I graduated from that fighting pistol class. And certificate actually hangs in my video background now. What, it's the only certificate I have, I think. One of Steve's classes, he just gives out coins, so I didn't get a certificate for that. I did get the coin, but I graduated from that, and I got to. While he didn't give us the class, he did meet with me after the class was over, and I got to actually film with him on the tactical response set. At Tactical Response. And it was funny because I'd seen enough of his videos to where, you know, he would always start them out. Hi, this is James Jager. Welcome to Tactical Response. Thanks for watching. And I led off with, hi, this is Bill Frady at Tactical Response. This is James Jager. Thanks for watching. And we both got a little chuckle out of that. He was identified very, very recently, it seems like, with ALS. And it was particularly painful for me to watch this because I've had a few things that have threatened my life, and they were not something like that. You know, heart attacks as bad as I've had, I survived it. Once you do that, once you survive the really, really, really bad heart attack, it's still, you can try to put it back together. And today, he lost that fight. So, he told me I was his friend once. And I hope that he is in good shape now. So, rest in peace, James Jager. Tactical Response will go on because he made something bigger than him. But I will miss him. Very few like him out there. One of a kind. They broke that mold and probably threw it away because James was quite the handful. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. After some months of not so coyly dancing around the fact that your current president hates you and considers you a violent existential threat to the country, President Joe Biden finally just came out and said it. This has been his week. He found a couple of Democratic politicians who weren't mortified to be seen with him on the campaign trail. First was Senator Chris Von Hollen in Maryland, who's up. He's up there by about 275 points in the latest poll against his Republican opponent. The other was a guy who suffered a stroke a few months back and can barely put a coherent thought together and articulate it without sounding like half of his brain is missing. And as a side note, if you believe that Joe Biden can articulate your political position better than you, maybe you should be dropping out of the race. During his appearance in Maryland, he tried out his new unifying message. What we're seeing now is either the beginning or the death knell of an extreme MAGA philosophy. It's not just Trump, he went on. It's the entire philosophy that underpins the, I'm going to say something, it's like semi-fascism. Now, the term semi-fascist is, of course, moronic. It's sort of like being semi-pregnant. Throwing a semi in front of fascist doesn't change the fact that Biden thinks that you and me are a Nazi. A few days later, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre doubled down and left all ambiguity on the cutting room floor. She said, the president thinks that there's an extremist threat to our democracy, she said in a preview of Biden's planned speech for yesterday. The MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. That is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights. She added further, they just don't respect the rule of law and are pursuing an agenda that takes away people's rights. Now, if you're not really paying attention because you think this is typical, my opponent is the devil kind of political rhetoric, we always hear weeks before an election, you need to recognize that this is something very, very different. Biden and his flack are not talking about Trump, and they're not talking about DeSantis or McCarthy or Boebert or Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz. They aren't talking about Bannon or Tucker or Bongino or Rush Limbaugh or me. They're talking about elected officials or candidates. They're not even talking about them. Excuse me. They're not talking about them either. The President of the United States and the taxpayer-salaried employees of the White House are talking about you. And it should come as no surprise that President Unity thinks you're a fascist. It's just a little jarring to hear him use the bully pulpit of the highest office of the land to come right out and say it, especially just days after his Justice Department ordered the ever-powerful FBI to raid the home of his chief political opponent just months before an important election. And, this escalation of outward hostility raises several serious questions as to how the president, return to norms, proposes to resolve the violent schism in the body politic that he currently oversees. Because he just labeled 74 million plus people he currently has the honor and responsibility of leading nothing better than Nazis. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out where this thought process naturally leads. If your opponent is a Nazi, it makes it that much easier to criminalize their behavior and speech. Biden's FBI director has already repeatedly proclaimed that right-wing groups are the single greatest domestic terror threat in our country. His Justice Department used the same domestic terrorist label for angry parents who push for their children's right to school board meetings. Those same two alphabet idiots just engineered a Stasi-like raid on the private home of the man who will most likely lead the president's opposition party in the next general election. And Biden and his party and their stooges in the media act like this is all normal and justifiable. How? How do they claim a never-before-attempted criminal investigation and document seizure of a former president and future political opponent is just standard operating procedure and completely justified? Where does that come from? Because that man is a fascist, of course. And you're just as targeted as Trump now. Yeah. And after all, the language of the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party, implicates anyone who voted for Trump, who employed MAGA as his campaign slogan. If you got the hat, you obviously are a fascist just for owning the hat. President may think that this kind of garbage will win him support and maybe even votes, but he and his party have not thought through the obvious consequences of their scorched earth politicking. And after all, when your opponents and their supporters are fascists, how exactly do you figure out a way to work with them and treat them as equal citizens after Election Day? Well, you don't. You don't. I don't know. Maybe they have thought this through. I saw a poll released by the Wall Street Journal where now everybody on the poll, of course, is now they're all saying that everything is leaning Democrat. I guess there was a bump there that happened. And, I don't know. I don't know. It's definitely, it's just, you know, it's just propaganda. This is put out there by a media and a bunch of, and, you know, the Wall Street Journal is just the media. Except for the editorial board, I think the Wall Street Journal is primarily garbage. At this point, I think most media sources are primarily garbage at this point. Some of them that I would think are friendly, I don't think they're friendly. You know? If only because they don't seem to do the critical thinking necessary to actually put something out that you could actually chew on and try to make an informed opinion. That's what news is supposed to be. News is supposed to be nothing but the facts. Nothing but the facts. Let you, and yeah, they're not supposed to be out there trying to determine what they think is newsworthy. They're not out there. That's not their job. Not their job. Their job is just to take the stories that come to them and stick them out there. And with national news, that's impossible to do all the time. And even with 24-hour news, most of the stuff that you hear is nonsense. So, the president's come out and said it. Believe them when they talk. When somebody tells you what they think, just go ahead and believe them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. employers added 315,000 jobs in August, a slower but solid pace in a tight labor market. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. President Biden applauded the latest monthly jobs report, calling it more good news.
The bottom line is jobs are up, wages are up, people are back to work, and we're seeing some signs that inflation may be, I'm not over-promising, may be beginning to ease.
Gas prices are falling as the Labor Day weekend begins. AAA reporting the national average for regular is down 2 cents from yesterday to $3.80 a gallon. Arkansas again leads the nation with the lowest pump price of $3.30 a gallon. NASA remains optimistic for Saturday's attempt to launch the Artemis 1 rocket from Florida. USA Radio News. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan is advocating for nuclear power, meeting Friday with his Japanese counterpart in Tokyo.
Investments in nuclear technology and carbon capture will complement the enormous potential for renewable energy like wind, solar, and battery storage.
Despite years of criticism of nuclear power by environmentalists, Regan says President Biden believes in an all-hands-on-deck approach involving nuclear power and other energy sources as part of his plan to reduce emissions. Former President Trump will be in Pennsylvania this weekend. Trump is expected to speak at the Mohican Sun Arena in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday. The Trump campaign says he'll speak in support of Doug Mastriano's campaign for governor and Dr. Mehmet Oz for the U.S. Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Let me relate to you a day, if I may. Man wakes up in San Francisco. He's been living there a while, has breakfast, showers, and gets ready for work. As he opens the front door, he discovers on the stoop of a $7 million row house something fresh and disgusting. In a previous time, he would have noticed it earlier in the morning when he went to fetch the San Francisco Chronicle, the New York Times, or the Wall Street Journal newspapers. But today, he fumbles past the foul-smelling excrement on his way to see if his Range Rover is still where he left it at the previous night. He notices the depositor of the morning gift, two stoops down, curled up in an unwashed mess, his pants around his ankles, and his butt cheeks smeared with evidence of his offering, and completely out in heroin dreamland. His right hand limply grasps a clear and orange syringe with black etched lettering along the side that reads, "Courtesy of the law-abiding tax-paying citizens of San Francisco." Last year, this particular man paid $59,000 to the state of California for the privilege of this morning's experience, and another $122,000 to the federal government, which is in the process of funding tens of thousands more armed IRS enforcers to make sure this man or any other working citizen doesn't get any funny ideas about keeping $1 more than they're allowed from the fruits of their own labor by a government that offers them nothing in return and openly detests them. When he arrives at his Range Rover Evoque, which he upgraded to heavily tinted windows, thinking it would deter thieves, he finds his action did the exact opposite. The passenger front window was broken again. It's the third time in as many weeks. As he approaches the windshield, he notices an envelope beneath the windshield wipers. This man, on this morning has been cited for parking slightly in a fire hydrant zone. His tires and front bumper were just across the line of legal allowance, so he must now pay the city $350 for his urban infraction. A penny less or refusal to pay will eventually result in a bench warrant for his arrest. This man will again soon vote for the very people responsible for this soft anarcho-tyranny that blesses his days and exploits his labor earnings while refusing to provide a modicum of protection of property and liberty. Anarcho-tyranny, that term gets very little attention or press because it originates from conservative academic social science and exposes the destructive policies of leftist politicians with whom the media work directly in tandem to shield from any criticism. There are various definitions of anarcho-tyranny floating around, but most involve the absence of basic protections assumed under state authority on the backs of taxpaying citizens who are instead made targets of persecution by the state. Lou Rockwell concisely described the hard version of anarcho-tyranny in a piece about lawlessness in Iraq 20 years ago. It is a situation in which government does everything but what it is supposed to do, namely protect life and property. In the past decade, it has become more ambiguous as a deliberate subversion of basic institutions like local and national judicial systems are corrupted and no longer serve to keep society orderly and safe, but instead make life disorderly, chaotic, and dangerous. Justice is no longer blind, and with the blindfold removed, she ends up favoring certain political, racial, and cultural groups over others. In the past, it was assumed that this occurred as a result of incompetence and bureaucratic negligence, and today it can be surmised with little proof to the contrary, and a trail of financial evidence from George Soros-funded groups pointing to the same culprits of organized global chaos, that anarcho-tyranny is now intentional and deliberate. It's part of the domestic policy being implemented now. Tyranny, however, the organizers of global chaos dress this policy up as something righteous, so those who blindly accept anything ordained as progress embrace and help sell it to the masses. Today, it's sold as curing social ills like racism and mass incarceration for the social justice movement, people who do not see they've been co-opted by all institutions of power, including banking and financial and corporate America, to intentionally create socio-cultural and racial strife. And that's so that people do not notice their true common enemies responsible for the actual damage, including, but not limited to, the destruction of the once thriving great American middle class. The social justice movement, often referred to by its diminutive cousin woke, is the perfect dummy movement to create policy solutions that end up harming those they claim to represent, making life even more miserable for so-called oppressed groups. The attack on law enforcement through defund the police movements and Black Lives Matter has made things exponentially more ominous in recent years. But that's exactly what those groups want. Social division, chaos, cultural strife, high crime, lawlessness, and the absence of basic state functions of serving and protecting the people and private property. Vilifying law enforcement increases community tension so that any event where excessive force is utilized against a member of an oppressed group can be politicized and weaponized as fuel for incitement. Those results are catastrophic for the oppressed groups in these communities, who end up rendering them ash heaps after weeks or even months of rioting, looting, and terror. In an election year, these events can be downright beneficial. When a felonious thug who once robbed a pregnant woman at gunpoint ingested 10 times the lethal limit of fentanyl and began suffocating, which is probably brought about by respiratory arrest because it's a side effect of fentanyl overdose, his very public death beneath the knee of an imbecilic white cop set the stage for the 2020 summer of love that inflamed racial tensions on a transnational scale. And that hysteria was amplified by the media and social media monopolies, and every corporation did its part for bailing out the rioters and looters. Politicians of the anarcho-tyranny party even promoted crowdfunding for the liberation of incarcerated criminals, which, by the way, that's your sitting vice president as one. For the entire month of June 2020, the pandemic is no longer a threat to the population, and nationwide protests allowed with millions marching in cities. And to this day, parts of Minneapolis are still failed communities that look like dystopian ghettos, and the elites who help fan the flames of racial and social hostility will never have to live with these consequences. This is going to continue in Democrat-controlled urban areas where Soros-funded prosecutors and state attorneys general have been installed. And not a day goes by where thugs aren't beating elderly or handicapped people or robbing the blind, where carjackings and brazen daylight robberies at gunpoint don't result in the arrested perps being released within a few hours and not held on bond. And when a shopkeeper is a victim of assault and dares fight back, as one bodega worker in the Bronx did last month, he's charged with murder and held on $250,000 bond. This lawlessness, where the criminals roam free, is a form of intentional domestic terror that makes local headlines every night in Chicago and New York and Philadelphia or L.A. They leave the public revolting in horror, only to find themselves getting up the next morning to go to work to keep paying for the prosecutor's salary. Now, you know, these people in these places are fleeing in droves to Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Idaho, Montana. And these are people desperate and financially secure enough to flee the oppressive urban degeneracy of blue state chaos. And the natives in these places are not very thrilled with this shift. They're skeptical of the judgment of their new arrivals, fearing they might not exercise wisdom at the ballot box in their newly adopted state. They fear the new arrivals will bring with them the chaos they helped fund and create where they fled. Do you blame them? But all of this stuff that you see happening in all of these blue states, this was enabled by voters, by the electorate. And it continues to be enabled by that same electorate. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, whenever political leaders lose all political capital due to their misgovernance, and they don't really have an issue to base their campaign on, they often are looking for focusing on something symbolic. Usually, they're going to go to the soul of the nation. This has happened before in the U.S., it happened in India, it happened in the U.K., and it's had happened again in the U.S. And this is most typical of the left. Instead of being humble and conceding their mistakes, they attack voters for thinking of voting against them while overlooking the myriad catastrophes that they have presided over. And they often blame their opponents for what they're guilty of, i.e. bigotry and violence, and then end with the soul plea. Biden delivered his soul speech at Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the birthplace of both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. The manner of delivery was unhinged. He frequently waved his fists aggressively. His voice was hoarse, maybe owing to his recent bouts with COVID-19, giving the speech a scornful tone. And he spoke flanked by uniformed Marines while his backdrop was bathed in blood-red hues, making it look like an ominous hellscape. And this soul of the nation speech was a sequel to his recent addresses, where he claimed he doesn't respect MAGA Republicans and that MAGA philosophy is like semi-fascism. He called for Americans to unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology. But he added a caveat that this didn't apply to MAGA forces, i.e. and all those scores of millions who voted for and intend to vote for MAGA candidates. Biden did, he did get one thing right, you know. He said that there's too much of what's happening in our country today isn't normal. And he is right there, but the blame for this lies on him. Never before have government institutions been hijacked and misused to target political opponents. Never before has a virus been misused to impose lockdowns that infringe on the right of freedom of movement, the right to earn a living. Never before have vaccines been mandated, causing people to be fired from their jobs or suffer from health issues. Never before has the U.S. government demonized its own citizens, calling them domestic terrorists. Never before has the U.S. government set up a disinformation governance board that sits in judgment of the utterances of citizens. Never before has the U.S. been subjected to prolonged disinformation campaigns, the Russian collusion hoax, the Ukraine call hoax, and now the insurrection hoax. Never before has the U.S. had a president whose cognitive abilities are so impaired that he struggles to read off a teleprompter and causes citizens to wonder who is in charge. Biden continues by claiming that the Republican Party is dominated, driven, intimidated by Donald Trump and his supporters, calling it a threat to the country because they refuse to accept the results of a free election. Which is, it's hilarious because apparently he forgot the Russian collusion hoax concocted by the Democrats that basically attempted to delegitimize the results of the 2016 presidential election. It was the Democrats who refused to accept the results of a free election. Maybe he forgot that big media and big tech suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop scandal prior to the 2020 elections. Recent poll shows that nearly 4 of 5 Americans believe the truthful coverage would have changed the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Perhaps Biden forgot about Mark Zuckerberg spending $419 million to infiltrate sacrosanct electoral infrastructure of the 2020 elections and push for mail-in voting. Maybe he forgot, old Biden, that 69% of voters nationwide cast their ballot non-traditionally, meaning by mail and or before Election Day for the 2020 elections. Mail votes are highly vulnerable to fraud. He also alleged that the MAGA forces are aligned with white supremacists, violent extremists, and I'm sure other undesirables as well. He forgot violent Democrat extremists threatening Supreme Court justices, vandalizing Catholic churches, pregnancy centers, and the offices of pro-life groups, assassination plots against a sitting Supreme Court justice, assassination attempts against sitting members of the opposition party while they're practicing softball, that kind of thing. He also accused MAGA Republicans of seeing a country consumed in darkness. Well, conveniently omitting that his misgovernance is the sole cause of the darkness. The open borders have caused an influx of illegal immigrants, some of whom are violent. More than 4.9 million illegal migrants have crossed the southern border. The smuggling of illicit drugs across the border is a regular occurrence. There were an estimated 100,306 drug overdose deaths in the United States during the 12-month period ending in April 2021, which, by the way, dwarfs anything that they claim for gun violence. And that's an increase of 28.5% during the same period. Inflation is at a very high 8.5%, causing the price of essential items to skyrocket. The price of fuels continues to be high. The crime wave is ravaging the nation, and Democrat judges refuse to prosecute misdemeanors like drug possession, driving offenses, disturbing the peace, shoplifting, larceny, domestic violence, etc. None of the Biden-backed initiatives like the Inflation Reduction Bill or the Infrastructure Bill or his climate initiative or pardoning student loans will reduce people's suffering. In fact, it's going to make it worse. Biden's gun safety red flag laws allow instant confiscation of guns on mere suspicion, and this endangers lives, especially considering the crime wave. So Biden has thus not only taken the nation into darkness, but his misgovernance will blacken the darkness even further. Biden perfunctorily claimed that not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. And if that were indeed the case, and the MAGA movement was just a small minority, why did Biden base his entire speech on an insignificant minority? And this was an attempt to distinguish between the good Republicans, you know, the Lincoln Project, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and company, versus the bad Republicans, Trump and the MAGA, GOP. And the truth is, the good Republicans are useful idiots who will instantly become bad if they dare to run against Democrats. Most Americans disapprove of Biden. That number is likely to rise after his hateful rhetoric. In fact, it's already happening at CNN, of all places. The purpose of this address was to demonize, dehumanize, and otherize Donald Trump and his supporters, which would justify any kind of persecution by government agencies. This all it creates grounds for the Democrats to reject the outcome of the midterm should the GOP, particularly the MAGA GOP, win by a landslide. They could claim to stand against fascist forces. They've broken every immutable norm in recent times. They already attempted to overthrow the 2016 election. They could very well do this for the midterms. But there is a silver lining. Despite claims that the speech would be apolitical, Biden delivered a campaign speech. But it wasn't for the Democrats. It was instead for the Republicans, Donald Trump. Even personnel from Democrat mouthpieces like CNN and the Daily Beast weren't impressed on Twitter from Brianna Keller. Whatever you think of this speech, the military is supposed to be apolitical. Positioning Marines in uniform behind Biden for a political speech flies in the face of that. It's wrong when Democrats do it. It's wrong when Republicans do it. Or Jeff Zeleny. There's nothing unusual or wrong with a president delivering a political speech. It's inherent in the job description. But doing it against the backdrop of two Marines standing at attention and the Marine band is a break from the White House traditions. In the end of this, nobody likes to be attacked for their choices by those seeking votes. And make no mistake, this isn't the Democrats fired up and ready for war. This is the rage of the rejected and the dejected. And it's now up to the GOP to capitalize on this. They should be quoting everything Biden just said. They should be going after the GOP voters who may be a little despondent. They should be going after the independent voters. They need to publicize this and make sure everybody knows who didn't watch that entire speech. Everybody knows what was in them. They got to go do this. And go for it now. Coming up next hour, it is going to be me and Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. We're going to discuss this and other things going on within the world of the Second Amendment. Rest in peace, James Yeager. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.